When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, one.
What's up, y'all? Kofi Kingston here, and I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks, depending on what that drink is. Preferably non-alcoholic, you know?
How's it going? The Celtic Warrior, Seamus.
Wardlow here.
Soda.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
I would love to have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Maple syrup.
Bella.
I would never have a drink with Wrestling on the Rocks.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, everybody. And of course, you know what Thursday means. Well, I should probably say it if you don't. World. Well, it's Thursday Night Chaser.
No way!
Apparently, yeah, I know, right? And apparently, you know, I didn't know it was Thirsty Thursday. So I saw that on Twitter earlier. I was like, oh.
Is that what you're getting into your holiday tree?
Is Thirsty Thursday or peaches?
A little bit of A, a little bit of B. I don't know, man.
No, none of the nothing that has to do with peaches, unfortunately. Okay. But, you know, hey. Well, guys, hey, welcome to Wrestling on the Rocks. And I'm not going to say, you know, who our friends are that sponsored our bar, because if you heard me last week, oh, I'm like not the pitch person, because I kept screwing up the name. That's why when Digi is not here, we need help, because that's not my job, apparently. So, yo, I'm Ms. Amanda Jane, and Digi's going to tell us who our friends are sponsoring the bar, because I can't do
it. And we got to thank our friends for keeping the lights on, and our wonderful little dive bar Fans First Sports Network. Oh boy, did they know what they were getting into.
I know, they're probably thinking, shit, what is up with this episode one crap? Oh, the professionalism.
Hey man, but, kayfabe.
Hey, we're class, because look at that bar behind you. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, ooh,
it's
very festive. Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's a classy bar. I think I'm going to have to look and see if there's, I'm going to have to look and see, look at bar backgrounds, because now I'm intrigued after seeing this festive holiday of yours. Okay, I know we are also on audio, so like if you are listening, Digi's got this amazing, like, I want to say it's like a cross between a fancy hotel bar and an Irish pub as his background, with a little bit of festive, what is it, holly and berries and pine needle things that look like they're real and not fake like you see in some hotels. But hey, they have budgets, we don't.
This is,
but yeah,
actually
it's classy.
From an Irish pub.
Yeah, it is. See, we need a tiki bar. I mean, man, if they actually had a bar ringside, you know, the only wrestling that I can associate with a bar. Oh my goodness. Chaos is okay. Flashy. It is. It's so, it's classy. Things were not. It's hey. Amazing.
Chaos yeah. is a friend of the show. Good stuff. Oh, go. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. You know, I was going to say, only like bar, well, there's two that I associate wrestling with. Obviously, is one that was run by someone, we don't mention their name. But it was a great little promotion while it lasted. Bar wrestling, that's all I'm going to say. Mm. But the other was PWG at Reseda. Because you can bring in your own plastic pitcher. You know, those cheap ones you'd get at, like, I don't know, like Pizza Hut back when you actually can eat in a Pizza Hut. And people put their own, they put stickers on it or paint it and whatever. Yeah. So I think maybe there's a photo I can take. Actually, let me ask Mikey Nolan because he shot a lot down there.
I was going to say, what are you going to, like, put Pizza Hut as your background?
Yeah, no, because you'll see, like, a shot from, like from kind of, like, the stage where you'll see the ring and the bar. Yeah. You can't, because it's so small in there. I mean, Jesus. Like, you can ask any wrestler who's ever wrestled in Reseda, like, what, like, when you think of Reseda, what, like, three things come to mind? I will guarantee that one of those three things will be it was fucking hotter than Hades in there. That's one thing.
Well,
two, the bathrooms were gross. And then three, they say they'd wrestle there and again in a heartbeat. Those are the top three things. So two gross, two, you know.
That's an awkward things. Compliment sandwich there, Amanda.
That, yeah. Awful. Yeah. What happens when we miss you? I mean, yeah, you can't give, you know, the monkeys the keys to the zoo, you know.
Well, see, first you missed me and we had a student from MCW, which we're going to touch back on that. Mm-hmm. And then you missed me and you got stuck with Marsh.
No. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I actually had lots of guests with me.
Ooh.
Last week. It was very, very interesting. So if you guys have not seen episode one, then I suggest you go back. And yes, I had guests. I ignored the chat, apparently. I could not say who our sponsor, guest sponsored. Yes. You know.
Well,
mothership
not,
is, you know,
not so much sponsored, more like sponsored adjacent.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that stuff works, like contracts, this kind of stuff. Don't know how all that works. No idea. I just I don't even know if they work here, but I'm just here. You know, I mean, yeah. Apparently, y'all like me enough that. I'm here every week or not
somehow.
But if you don't like me, then why the hell are you watching?
Oh God.
Mysteries of the universe. That's all I know. All I know. Well, before we get too far, you know, I almost like forgot I had a drink right here. Let's play a friendly game of what's in your glass. So Digi, what do you have in your glass today?
Black velvet.
Just black velvet. Nothing. Mm-hmm. No, oh, must be one of those days, huh? Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not one of those days here. We're just having my regular Coke with no ice, but we'll probably be reaching for something very shortly.
Coke, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, to be continued. Dun, dun, dun. Well, let's get rid of the, not get rid of, but let's, you know, shout out the birthdays because, you know, hey,
birthdays.
Almost end of the year. But there's actually kind of quite a few that are very interesting this week. So, gotta wish a happy birthday to a good brother, Luke Gallows.
Right, no, Big Preston. LG.
Mm-hmm, Big LG. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Kyle Fletcher. And congrats to him on, he's which Ring of Honor, the television champ.
Yeah.
Good on him. So I'm thinking, and I don't know any of with Mark Davis how long he's out for, but by putting this belt on Kyle Fletcher, it makes me believe that Mark Davis is going to be out for a considerable amount of time again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Omega.
Well, we'll talk about Kenny later. But happy birthday, Kyle. You I didn't realize because I saw him wrestle was it 2018 Bola? It was the magical Bola that had like Walter, Ilya Dragunov, Shingo Takagi, that one, the one that everyone's like,
right.
Yeah. And I didn't realize he was only like right now, he's like maybe 23, 24. I was like, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you, dude. Good on you. The one wrestler that everyone was thought to sign, he should have signed with AEW, Goldberg, happy birthday.
Zelina Vegas. They can have him.
Well, you know, people wanted him there. I don't know. He's probably a little upset that he didn't go to the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame and MJF did this week.
Oh, yeah, he was pissed.
Oh, yeah. Colt Cabana should be pissed about that, too.
Well, most people didn't even know this award existed until just now. So,
well, if you maybe he knew that they're Jewish, you know, I don't know. But I will say there is a belt that MJF has never held for Jewish people. That is he's like the world Jewish heavyweight champion or something like that. Colt Cabana, of course. And yeah, it was really cool because the belt looks like a WWE belt, except obviously it's blue. A lot of bling on it. Instead of that tacky, like, you know, like a symbol or whatever, it's a Jewish star. Star of David.
Nice. So,
Shabbat Shalom, people. Happy Hanukkah. Yeah. I know the Festival of Lights is done, I think, already. Yes, so, cheers to y'all.
Yep. Cheers. And,
I hope you got all the gelt and like awesome Jewish wrestler people merch, which is mostly MJF and Colt. Mostly MJF. But anyways, who else do we have birthday? Zelina Vega. Girl, happy birthday. Yep. Another one who's coming up is one that, you know, I have some issues about this one. And it's not a good, well, they're just opinions. But happy birthday to Miro, the Redeemer.
Love me some Miro.
I do too. I just have big problems with what's going on with him right now.
Justin, woo!
Cheers, Justin. How's it going? Missed you around these parts. Didn't see you last week, or maybe I did and I ignored you because I ignored the chat. I know I should get fired or fined or something. Let's see here. Who else is of notice that we know? Yuka Sadazaki. She's the little one on AEW that she dresses like a genie.
Yeah, she's like half a quarter. She's tiny.
Like, there's, you know, you've got Rio tiny, and then you have this one who's a little tinier than Rio. I mean,
she's been mistaken for a school kid on more than one occasion, and she's of age.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't like Joshi, but I'll save that for another day. That's sandbox. I will step down on that. Yeah, so apparently I know that she was going to be wrestling this next year a little bit more full time with AEW, was what I was reading. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. They need to really work on their women's. Another person who I want to say a very, very happy birthday to, one amazing dude, Chris Hero. And he's been on doing the rounds. I think he did Talk as Jericho. I haven't listened to it yet. And I know one of the topics of conversation that was brought up was the Kings of Wrestling. And I know, I said in episode one, that's one thing I would love to see. Like if Chris were to, before he went and wrestled Thatcher, if there was a special moment and he got to wrestle on TV one more time, that would have been amazing.
Well, I'm putting a pin on that Chris Hero gimmick. It's adjacent. We'll able to turn you on to something in the fans.
I will. I got you.
I got notes.
There you go. Which is awesome because I don't do them. If she were live, Joni or China, I loved her.
Yeah.
I did. I loved her a lot. I mean, a lot of these guys have their demons, but she was really amazing. So happy birthday to you.
And if you're a fan, if you're a fan of China, from way back in the day, if you go on X and you follow the China account, they will follow you back. That's being ran by members of her family.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I've been following.
Go run, people. Run now. Yeah. Run now. Keep us on. But run right now to X. You're the only person now who calls it X that I know of. I still call Twitter.
It's still Twitter to me, but I have to.
I know, but you conformed. Product. You conformed. No. Elon wants it that way. I'm like, nope. It's Twitter, goddammit. I don't care how big of an X you put on the street in San Francisco.
I'll just say this. You know, I can definitely believe a billionaire that tells other billionaires to go fuck themselves. So I'm cool with that.
I wonder if Tony's father is one of those kind of billionaires. Not Tony. No. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was just asking because I don't know. So, but also, speaking of, it's our last birthday, but speaking of the Kings of Wrestling, his partner, Claudio Castagnoli, happy birthday. Oh my God, Claudio. Okay, Claudio.
Talk about a guy that was a missed mark over and over and over again.
Yes. Now, have I liked his booking in AEW? Yes and no.
You give a smart mark a booking sheet, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, at least
he has a title.
No, he doesn't anymore.
He had one.
But either way, though, I mean, at least like he doesn't have these stupid, you know, gimmicks like, you know, we the people. That was awful. That was awful. Yeah, that was really awful.
I don't care. I'm in it to win it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's uncomfortable. Like,
oh, it's cringe, but you know.
But is it as cringe as being, what is it? That t-shirt with it's. Hold on, I'm slaughtering it. The new Will Hobbs t-shirt.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, hold on. I gotta pull it up because I'm about to ruin it. Just like how I couldn't, you know, say our sponsor. Let me see here. Let's see.
I can only take so many notes for you, Amanda.
But no, because this, yeah, we you know, this one. I don't know. On my timeline, maybe I didn't see this. I don't know if anyone else is, but apparently Will Hobbs has a new shirt. It says big, black, and jacked.
I mean,
that's a little cringe.
Cringe? Yes. Accurately descriptive? Yes.
Well, apparently on X, and I'll have to find it and pull it up, but somebody had tweeted out the white guy wearing the shirt. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, saying something like he loved his, you know, his new Will Hobbs shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ricky quote tweeted it and said, you better not be wearing that come February.
Whatever.
I had to laugh because I'm like, that takes some big cojones to do that. And for me, I'm like, if it's going to sell your shirts, it's going to sell your shirts. But.
Like, let's just cut this out the gate here. When people do that kind of shit, you have bit, you just taken out Hobbs' income. And you say, don't wear this shirt if you're not X, Y, and Z. You just cut the man's paycheck.
Well, it's weird.
Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Basically, you should.
You're not wrong. But, like, if I, let me just say, as if I saw someone wearing that, okay, out in public, right, and you did not know what that was, that would be kind of funky. I'd look at them like, what the fuck? But then again, I have a t-shirt that says all my friends are dead. So, and I was told, I wore it in Vegas at Sam's Town, and there was Ring of Honor. And this lady, I was in the elevator, my mom was with me, and this lady and her husband, she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about your friends. And I go, oh, no, 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 no. I said, this is, my friends are living. My mom was just like, oh God. She was like, Jesus. She goes, did you have to wear that shirt? And I go, yeah, wearing to the show.
Yeah.
Well, but anyways, the only person I can really see wearing that is Willis. And I see Willis wearing it, doing the Prince Na-Na dance. And Justin says, that sure sounds like it was made by someone who just recently became a wrestling fan. Saw Hobbs for the first time, and that's how they described him. Correct. Correct.
But as a caveat, and this is something that so many people miss, and Amanda knows this, is that if your merch is shit, if it's something that's going to be that big of a problem, you have the right of refusal. Like, there's such a point where you can go, no, this is cringe. No, Hobbs had to be on board for this merch to exist as merch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe that's the irony. Maybe that's the joke.
There is a shirt that Wardlow did, and it's on the clearance because I was like, oh, they have a sale apparently, and his shirt was on clearance, and I never knew. Well, I didn't know it existed, but his shirt said, pin me, War Daddy.
Yes. Yes. That is very nice.
I would I wear that? Probably. But,
I mean, again, to be that, I mean, that's, that dude's jacked.
He's I'm not going to say he's a nice piece of candy. I'm not going to lie. Lovely man. Don't get me wrong. Awesome dude. That's why it's awesome too. Brittany, shout out to you. But yeah, no, it's very interesting. And it was really interesting seeing, like, right now I'm looking at what's in the clearance shirts. I mean, hey, who doesn't want an exploding barbed wire deathmatch shirt? I wouldn't want to have anything to do with that.
Someone
would buy that.
Yep.
War Daddy. Yes, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that. I'm all about that. I guess they're getting rid of the Sex Gods one because I guess, you know, Sammy's a daddy. And there's a shirt he had that's a Spanish daddy. And I'm like, oh no.
I mean,
it's true, yes. But I don't know. And then Tay Conti shirts, it looks like almost all of them are in clearance.
Well, that's Ty Conti for you.
Well, yeah. It's very interesting. Like, you've got some of MJF's shirts. There's a Jungle Boy one in there. Satnam Singh, his only shirt on clearance. I'm like, I was waiting for, I don't know, other ones to go on clearance. But, you know, hey, we'll see. And then I will say this, if you are, apparently they have some kind of sale. I don't know. It's only on certain things, but if you want AEW swag, go for it. The only AEW swag that I want is not on sale. Or the two pieces that I want are not on sale. So that is the poster from the Texas Deathmatch, Ricky Danielson, where they go bloody and everything. And the Ricky, the chibi sticker, because I have a mini one. Where did it go? It's somewhere here.
And Justin says it sucks that Hobbs has fallen into the same pattern he's been in where he's on TV for a bit and then just vanished. My response to that is, welcome to the AEW roster.
My thing is, he needs to not be in a faction. He needs to stand out on his own.
I think they need less of a roster. Like, there's too many people on that roster, so nobody gets enough time to make a difference that isn't an EVP.
Well, they should keep the people who are supposed to be on Ring of Honor on Ring of Honor. And they should keep people that are supposed to be on whatever brand on whatever brand. And the only people that will like intermingle, at least between Dynamite, Rampage, and Collision, should be those with a belt that has to do with whatever.
Right. If somebody,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's only a small part of it. Like,
that's a big part of it.
Well, from a business standpoint, you buy a brand that is well known, then you turn it into the C show of the B show of the A show, and you take everything that was up to that history, the book, the tapes, everything that was involved in that, you relegate it to a sideline, you ignore everything that came before it, you spend your first 6 months hyping where it came from, and then ignore it the rest of the time. It's like the redheaded stepchild of that particular product, if that makes sense to you here.
Yeah, but I think it got worse when he started signing names. That's when it really got worse. Because you would see, oh, yeah, okay, you're on everything. And then, of course, he had the internet wrestling then. So, you know, you could always show people on Dark Dynamite, Dark Elevate, whatever, black, white, whatever the hell they want to call it. But... so it's a little different, but I think that
too many people spread through too many venues. Like, you only have so many shows, and you have like 40 people on this roster.
Yeah,
you don't need that many to do that much. And then he's signing more fucking people. Like, why? Stop it.
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting. And I say that only because when I look at their roster right now, like, I just pulled it up just to kind of peek over here. And just looking at them, there are on here one, two. Oh, I didn't realize Aria Daivari was still on in AEW. Okay. Two, Anthony Gogo. Yeah. That's two, three. Oh boy.
There's at least 10 names on there that you haven't seen in half side a year.
Well, the obvious ones you don't see, obviously, are like Jack Perry. I didn't know Aria Daivari. Chuck Taylor. I don't know what the hell's up with Chuck Taylor. And then Justin says Chuck
Taylor knows.
But I think he's injured, but I don't know. AEW has more than enough people that they can and should do a roster split. Yeah, Justin, I thought they were doing that a long time ago.
That was the plan, apparently.
Yeah. I know we talked about it on episode one, and I swear I think you were on this episode one where we were talking about that. Swear. Well, but
producer lady here, thanks for tuning in. Continue to support and buy us a drink by putting the I in subscribe and reviewing our podcast. And cheers to Fans First Sports Network for keeping the dive bar lights on.
I would never have a drink with wrestling on.